Patrick, you still out there? KO4QLG.
KO4HK, I'm still here.
You know you're becoming a celebrity, correct?
I've heard that rumor, but I don't believe it.
Heard your name mentioned on the radio the other day.
Was on the Bill Frady show, Tuesday last week? Or was Thursday of last week? Or one day last week, anyway, I don't remember. And he interviewed me about the net controller there for Helene.
I missed the interview, but I don't know how, because I listen to him by every day while I'm busy doing stuff. I guess I must have been in town or something that day, working up there at the shop or something. But he mentioned your name, I think it was Monday, or sometime real recently. And he actually mentioned that interview, but I guess I missed it.
Well, you didn't miss much. But not on my part anyway. But if you want it, I can send it to you. I do have a recording of it.
I guess what would be more valuable is for you to give me your autograph just in case something happens and you strike it big. I'll have something to make some money off of you for.
That and a dollar bill might buy you a piece of bubble gum.
Well, I'd be one piece of bubble gum richer.
So, how have you been today? You been with family?
Not really. We had our family get together Monday night. And we had one scheduled for today for about half the family. And half of that family has got a stomach virus today, so we postponed it until Saturday. So I've been working outside today pretty much all day.
They're sick, but at least they were smart enough to say, we're not going to make it, let's do it another day, instead of trying to do it anyway.
Well, most of them that are sick are kids, and that takes a grown-up, so that's two people out of the mix. Well, I guess it was probably half of them kids and half of them grown-ups. But it was spreading pretty quick. They got a bunch of them. Been through them pretty rough, throwing up and everything like that. But it seems like it's only a 24-hour thing, so it's coming and going pretty quick.
Yeah, we had some Miss Sauer family get together last night because of being sick. So, but it was only one little part of the family, so we went ahead and did it anyway, and we'll get together with them another day or on down the road.
This time of year, you can't really make major changes to your plans because the family that can make it this time on this day can't make it that time on that day. Everybody's trying to get together with everybody else and got so many things on your schedule, it's hard to just change the schedule and get everybody there.
Everybody's got too many places to be and not enough time to be there already, so you start making changes and nothing's going to happen. So, at least that's been my experience.
You you been with family today, too?
My wife's dad and my son and his bride, we were all together this morning. Now we're heading down to see some more of my wife's family. I'll be down here around Simpsonville. So that's on my way there now, coming up through Greer.
Expect you to eat a meal everywhere you go too, don't they?
That's for sure.
I made a couple cheesecakes for our get together, and that was the first two practice cheesecakes that I ended up having to eat. I'm actually just about cheesecaked out. I got half of those two cheesecakes I made for the Christmas get together. Still sitting in the refrigerator. I'm probably going to freeze them because I've been eating so much of them, licking the bowls and the beaters and the spoons. Pretty full of cheesecake right now.
Says you can never have too much cheesecake, Chris, so you have to catch up with her.
Save y'all a couple pieces then. They say it freezes pretty well. Never tried to do that, but I'm going to try it this year. It's got Oreo cheesecake and strawberry cheesecake.
Nice attention with the Oreo cheesecake. She's all about that. So maybe we'll make it over that way and have to try out some of it, Chris.
Roger that. Just let me know. I thought I was going to like the strawberry better because I like strawberries better than I like Oreos, but that Oreo turned out better than the strawberry. I was surprised at that, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I like strawberry myself, so. But I do like an Oreo cookie every now and then, too, so might have to try both of them.
I was planning to put the rest of it in the freezer this evening sometime, so if it freezes and keeps like they say it does, I'll save you back a couple and you can just thaw it out, and then supposedly it will be just as good as when you made it. I guess we'll see on that one, though.
I don't know. I guess it keeps pretty good. I mean, you see all these places with these frozen cheesecakes, and you just thaw them out and eat them, so I would assume it keeps pretty good.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about it, but they do sell them frozen. Yeah, man. They'll probably be good for a good long time, man. I'll set you a couple pieces back.
For HGX. That sounds good, Chris. I'll be looking forward to them. Might be a little while, though. I've about eat out here the last couple of days. Take me a break.
I understand that, too.
Y'all been busy up at the store?
It's been pretty hectic. We're closed for our normal days this week, and we closed today also, and we're going to do the same thing for New Year's. We'll be closed next Wednesday too, open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Just the holiday falls on the right in the middle of the week, start of our work week, so we ain't taking an extra day off.
I'm with you. I'm taking a couple extra ones myself. I took all this week and then all next week. That way I could do my inventory and get the truck ready for the new year.
I guess we gotta start getting an inventory on our schedule too. It's that time of year. But up there where y'all are at, your taxes ain't due till May 1st, is it? I think that's when they turn last year's taxes back to.
Always try to get mine done as quick as I can and over with. That way, get the pain over with.
I'm usually behind and too busy to get them done by April 15th. Extension for 6 months. That way I can find some calm time and learn to sit down and spend my time doing them right. But my tax man lives up your way, so he, my taxes go on his schedule. So we've got, pretty sure it was May 1st.
Like I said, I don't know on that one. Mine's a tax lady, she's down in Charlotte. And we usually try to get in there toward the middle of February and get it over with. And that way I got the rest of the year to try to recover from it.
That recovering part can be rough too.
I'm going to have to jump off here so I can follow these directions and get where I'm going. I've only been here a few times, so I hadn't got the route completely down yet. But it's really good to talk to you today, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas, what's left of it. And tell that cousin of yours hello if you talk to him, and Merry Christmas from us. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Patrick, glad I caught you. Nothing like talking to a celebrity. I hope you and your family all have a very Merry Christmas. Like you said, what's left of it. And you be careful on the road. We'll catch you later, Patrick. KO4QLGM, clear.